Chapter 109. Gabrielle's heart was racing as she crossed the darkened office of Senator Sexton. The room was as expansive as it was elegant. Ornate wood-paneled walls, oil paintings, Persian carpets, leather rivet chairs, and a gargantuan mahogany desk. The room was lit only by the eerie neon glow of Sexton's computer screen. Gabrielle moved toward his desk. Senator Sexton had embraced the digital office to maniacal proportions, eschewing the overflow of file cabinets for the compact, searchable simplicity of his personal computer, into which he fed enormous amounts of information. Digitized meeting notes, scanned articles, speeches, brainstorms. Sexton's computer was his sacred ground, and he kept his office locked at all times to protect it. He even refused to connect to the internet for fear of hackers infiltrating his sacred digital vault. A year ago, Gabrielle would never have believed any politician would be stupid enough to store copies of self-incriminating documents, but Washington had taught her a lot. Information is power. Gabrielle had been amazed to learn that a common practice among politicians who accepted questionable campaign contributions was to keep actual proof of those donations. Letters, bank records, receipts, logs, all hidden away in a safe place. This counter-blackmail tactic, euphemistically known in Washington as Siamese insurance, protected candidates from donors who felt their generosity somehow authorized them to assert undue political pressure on a candidate. If a contributor got too demanding, the candidate could simply produce evidence of the illegal donation and remind the donor that both parties had broken the law. The evidence ensured that candidates and donors were joined at the hip forever, like Siamese twins. Gabrielle slipped behind the senator's desk and sat down. She took a deep breath, looking at his computer. If the senator is accepting SFF bribes, any evidence would be in here. Sexton's computer screensaver was an ongoing slideshow of the White House and its grounds, created for him by one of his gung-ho staffers who was big into visualization and positive thinking. Around the images crawled a ticker tape banner that read, "President of the United States, Sedgwick Sexton." "President of the United States, Sedgwick Sexton." "President of the..." Gabrielle jostled the mouse, and a security dialogue box came up. "Enter password." She expected this. It wouldn't be a problem. Last week, Gabrielle had entered Sexton's office just as the senator was sitting down and logging onto his computer. She saw him type 3 short keystrokes in rapid succession. "That's a password?" she challenged from the doorway as she walked in. Sexton glanced up. "What? And here I thought you were concerned about security," Gabrielle scolded good-naturedly. "Your password's only 3 keys? I thought the tech guys told us all to use at least 6. "The tech guys are teenagers. They should try remembering 6 random letters when they're over 40. Besides, the door has an alarm. Nobody can get in." Gabrielle walked toward him, smiling. "What if someone slipped in while you're in the loo?" "And tried every combination of passwords?" He gave a skeptical laugh. "I'm slow in the bathroom, but not that slow." "Dinner at David says I can guess your password in 10 seconds. Sexton looked intrigued and amused. "You can't afford David, Gabrielle." "So you're saying you're chicken?" Sexton appeared almost sorry for her as he accepted the challenge. 10 seconds? He logged off and motioned for Gabrielle to sit down and give it a try. "You know, I only order the Saltimbocca at David, and that ain't cheap." She shrugged and sat down. "It's your money." "Enter password." 10 seconds, Sexton reminded. Gabrielle had to laugh. She would need only 2. Even from the doorway, she could see that Sexton had entered his 3-key password in very rapid succession using only his index finger. Obviously all the same key. Not wise. She could also see that his hand had been positioned over the far left side of his keyboard, cutting the possible alphabet down to only about 9 letters. Choosing the letter was simple. Sexton had always loved the triple alliteration of his title, Senator Sedgwick Sexton. Never underestimate the ego of a politician. She typed SSS, and the screensaver evaporated. Sexton's jaw hit the floor. That had been last week. Now, as Gabrielle faced his computer again, she was certain Sexton would not have taken time yet to figure out how to set up a different password. Why would he? He trusts me implicitly. She typed in SSS. Invalid password, access denied. Gabrielle stared in shock. Apparently, she had overestimated her senator's level of trust.